Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
SoCal's number one for new country, K-Frog. Good morning, it's Scott and Kelly. It's Wednesday.
Hey.
And that's when we do our asking for a friend. We don't want to talk about our problems, so we talk about all of our friends' problems instead.
It's much more interesting, don't you
think? Yeah, definitely.
All right, what is a rule of thumb about getting a tattoo? You don't have one. I don't have one. Jenny, you don't have any ink, but I think we all know one fact.
You don't get somebody's name, like a boyfriend, girlfriend. I think that's so taboo.
Maybe kids, maybe if you're paying tribute to someone you lost, you know, maybe those names. But yeah, especially when I see the boyfriend, girlfriend tattoos.
Yeah.
Are you out of your mind? However, that has happened, and it's a little situation that I'm observing. A friend of a friend had gotten a tattoo of a girlfriend.
Okay.
Didn't even marry. Still has this tattoo on part of the arm. At least it's not out in the wide open. It's not like, you know, the forearm tattoo.
Right.
But it's still upper arm. Can kind of be hidden with the sleeve, but it's still there.
Okay.
He doesn't want to have it removed.
Okay.
Even though now he has moved on from that relationship, he still got this tattoo. Does not want to have it removed because it's part of his history. It's part of what makes him who he is.
Well, and if it's the friend I'm thinking of, isn't it also the name of the mother of his kid?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So there's a little more to it than just a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. But the new girlfriend, she's not very happy about it. As a chick, and I will say this time and time again, I'm super, super jealous. I would have a problem with it. Being the new girlfriend and having to see it all the time, I get the mother of the child. Yeah. That might be the only thing that would help me get over it.
Right.
But it would still be a sting every single time I saw it.
Yes. See, I can't. Yeah, I'm kind of like you. I can't really justify this in my head. But then again, we don't see the big picture all the time.
Well, and you know, even getting tattoos covered up or removed, it's expensive. Maybe your friend doesn't have the money to do that right now, or maybe he just doesn't want to.
I'm not sure. I really couldn't tell you why, but I just know that, yeah, it is a little bit of a sticking point between the two of them. He doesn't want to get the ex's name removed.
All right, so.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't think she wants to do anything that's going to get her thrown in jail,
right.
But maybe she's got a fantasy scenario where that tattoo is coming off. Did you ever see that scene in Remember Gladiator when he removed his own tattoo?
No. I'm glad I don't remember that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's ask you, the tattoo for the ex, should he get it covered up just out of respect, or should she just get over it?
Right. Is it truly part of his history? Is it important? Is it justifiable from that standpoint?
All right. You can call or text us 888-431-FROG, 888-431-3764.
Scott and Kelly asking for a friend on K-Frog. Okay. So he's got a tattoo that's got an ex's name. He doesn't really seem like he wants to remove it, and the new girlfriend doesn't like it. Here's the history they had together. They didn't get married, but they did have a kid together.
Mm-hmm.
So he still feels like her name is part of what makes him who he is.
Okay. A lot of people weighing in on this. Should he get rid of the tattoo? Should he keep it? Here's a text message that says, I've been married almost 20 years. My husband has his ex's name on his chest, but he got it covered up when we got together. I can still see her name underneath the cover-up. They don't have any children together. We can afford to get it removed, but he doesn't want to do anything about it, and he knows I absolutely hate it.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Another text says she should honestly just get over it. She should love him for his personality, not his tattoos. Plus, it hurts to get it removed. So,
that's what I've heard.
What do you think?
Well, my son-in-law tattooed his wife's name on his chest, right? Prominent where you could see it, upper chest, and they separated for a while, and he had Boyd tattooed over it.
Oh.
In big red letters.
Okay.
And now they're back together, and he still has that on there.
Oh, man.
How'd she feel about that?
She doesn't like it, but now she's so used to it, you know, that she doesn't think anything of it.
Man, I can't even fix this right.
Right. Can you imagine? imagine when she finally saw it, she was like, what did you do?
Well, we were on a break.
Right? We were on a break. All right. Here's another one says, if they get married, then she can have an opinion about his tattoo. But up until that point, she's not as important as a woman that is tattooed on him.
One text simply says, it sounds like he's not over his ex.
Kind of thought that too.
We have one more thought online too. Go ahead.
Okay, so I actually have my ex-fiance's name tattooed on my bikini line. And when I got with my now ex-husband, he wanted me to cover it up, but I ended up having 4 C-sections when I had my children. So it was really super sensitive, but when I had my ex-husband's name tattooed on my neck, I only had it for a few months, and 3 months after I got it tattooed on my neck, I ended up covering it up and filing for divorce.
Oh,
wow.
Gosh.
So I think it kind of depends on, like, where it's at. I mean, it's a little different if it's on a guy, but definitely with my situation, I mean, even now I don't have my ex-fiance's name covered up because it is in my C-section area and it's like insanely sensitive. So my husband now completely understands and he's been supportive, although he knows eventually I'm going to get it covered up. It's just I got to get to that point where I can, you know, it's sensitive over there.
Okay, I got to ask you, though, because that's 2 for 2. Do you have the new husband's name on you?
You know what? It is bad juju, too.
Yeah.
She's walking proof of that.
Lessons learned.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.